Adam.
Hello.
Hello.
And we are doing good. How are you doing?
The history of the Five Corners Quintet is a little bit unusual for a jazz band, because when it first started, it was in a very unusual way. Our label manager, Antti Eerikäinen, and our producer, Tuomas Kallio, they sort of invented the band out of nothing. They sort of the first thing was they had this idea of bringing jazz music to the clubs and for the DJs to play, and they sampled some of the old jazz albums, and then there were horn players in the studio, and so at first it was not a band, it was just this project, but this 10-inch vinyl we released I think 2004, it became very popular, and suddenly there was a demand for a band, which at that point didn't obviously exist, but then this live band came together, and Teppo, he's our band leader, and we sort of combined these musicians who play in the band now, and that's how the whole project started. We have Mr. Timo Lassi on tenor saxophone, Mr. Mikael Jakobson on piano, and Mr. Antti Lötjönen on bass. And the Five Corners Quintet is always these guys. There's nobody else sitting in any time. It's always these five same persons.
Thank you.
when I started to play drums, quite quickly I figured out that all the great drummers are jazz drummers. And I, at that point, at first I was into heavy metal, but then then I got into jazz because of the, you know, drummers. And step by step I got into more and more jazz and wanted to learn it, and that's how it started for me, and that's how I chose jazz music.
For me it's also kind of the same thing, because I'm a trumpet player, obviously the instrument is... I think the jazz music for trumpet players is the, you know, best possible way to express yourself, and obviously I was not into classical music so much, so I think the natural way is to go towards jazz music. Yeah, the best way how you can sort of tell your stories and what's going on in your own mind, so that's why jazz music is the best.
Thank you. For me, the biggest idols has always been Miles Davis, his music in 50s and 60s, and John Coltrane, his music in 50s and 60s. So that era, of course, but of course there's a great drummers, Art Blakey and Max Rhodes and Philly Joe Jones, and but yeah, 60s, maybe early 60s is the golden era for us of jazz music. Jazz standards are kind of tools to learn to play, and that's kind of language when you meet people that you don't know, you can play those jazz standards and you can, you know, play with people you don't know. And of course I think to get the music kind of further is that, you know, compose your own material, because then there's something personal, you know, more personality in that music, in that sense, for me at least. So that's why we play our own songs. And
sometimes we do we have one or two not original tunes, like we have been playing this Slide Hampton tune called A Day in Vienna in our new set for a long time, and but obviously most 90% of our material is always our own original tunes. And
our producer Tuomas Kallio, he's been writing some of the songs and some of the stuff, and of course he's been arranging some of the stuff, but I've been also writing some of the songs, and Timo, tenor player, he's written something, and so it's been kind of my duty to be the live band leader, so you know. But I think we all done the arrangements when we've been touring, and you know, changing things and coming up with new ideas. So we'll be right back.
there's a good scene in Finland in terms of especially like young jazz musicians. There's a good quality of education in Helsinki. We have the Sibelius Academy Jazz Department, which brings up like really good jazz players, and there's a high quality of teaching there, and so the scene is good in that way, that there are a lot of like young, very talented players and very innovative players, and the only maybe minus part in Helsinki and Finland is that there are not so many good jazz clubs, so that there are not so many good opportunities to play. There are not like regular jam sessions going on, so that would be a thing to try to get better in Helsinki, but the scene is vivid.
I think we are one of the one of the groups there. Of course, I think we've been fortunate to get a lot of attention, and we've been playing. Not so many Finnish bands play abroad so much, so you know we've been touring a lot. Like we've been here in Budapest. This is our third time. So that in that sense we are kind of, you know, trying to bring the Finnish jazz to different countries and for different cultures. So we'll be right back.
the first album is obviously the sound is more like the end of 50s, early 60s, kind of this Blue Note kind of hard pop sound in a way, and it's also very much like a session album under direction of Tuomas Kallio, the producer, which is also true with the second album. But with the second album, I think the live, this quintet, like the live band, has been more involved. Obviously, we practiced the tunes before the sessions together and tried to make them sound like this quintet tune. So there's and obviously the second album is maybe a little bit more towards the end of 60s, like this rock and roll jazz kind of style.
We did something for the
Finnish National Theatre, actually.
Theatre, yeah.
They had to play Othello, the Shakespeare famous play, and then
Othello in jazz,
yeah. Basically. It was like a modernized version, and there was this Finnish quite popular composer, mainly pop composer, but nowadays also doing other things. He wanted the Five Corners to be the sort of the band on the behind the whole theatre thing, and then we did this Othello. How do you call it? It's not the soundtrack, but theater track. But anyway, background music for that piece, and actually it was released as a vinyl, like a sort of a rare pressing. Yeah. The next spring, we are going to do a live album. We are going to record it in Helsinki in February, and then we're going to release it, obviously, and sort of that's. Sort of the documentary that we've been, you know, traveling for 4 or 5 years now with this live band, and so we're gonna record these songs, and after that I think yes, we need to figure out new ways to approach music again. So yeah, maybe take it easy for a while. We have some dates for spring. We have a tour in Japan, for example.
Japan.
And some dates in Finland, but definitely after the live album recordings we're gonna take it easy for a little while.
A gyengék és kitaszítottak nálunk mindig otthonra fognak találni.
Az angol állatorvos és családja Dél-Afrikában kezdett új életet.
Megszállottjai vagyunk ennek a vidéknek.
A beilleszkedés nehézségekkel jár.
Több lábon kell állni.
Adódnak konfliktusok.
Próbálj meg egyszer az eszeddel gondolkodni, és nem a szíveddel!
Megfordulnak jók és rosszak. De egy biztos.
Emlékezetes lesz. A szavamat adom rá.
És mindannyian elvesznek a vadon bűvöletében. Hétfőtől minden hétköznap 17 óra 45 perckor az M1-en.
A következő kívánság műsorban lehet, hogy önnek küldenek valamit, kedves néző. Egy kis ízelítő. Szép város Kolozsvár. Orchideák. Megsárgul a levél. A Füredi Anna bálon. Kabari jelenet a fociról. Vendégünkkel, Szombati Gyulával.
Önök kérték. Kedden 20 órakor az M1-en.
Néha rajta kapom, milyen sóváróban nézk lehetne.
A legfőbb talán, hogy már nem szeretjük egymást.
Házas ember, és én ezt tiszteletben tartottam.
Annyira gyűlölek!
De kérem!
Néha csillapíthatatlan vágyat érzek, hogy ledöfjem ezt a nőt.
Mit csinálunk, ha elválnak?
Akkor az egyiküknek el kell menni.
Szeretlek.
Yorkshire-i szívügyek. Szerdán 20 órakor az M1-en.